501 to the Southland, and we would like to, at this moment, we'll get to what you need to know in just a moment. We would like to welcome a new partner to 710 ESPN and the Sedano and Cap LA Afternoon Drive Takeover, our friends from Tito's Vodka. Yeah. Welcome now, 5 o'clock each weekday afternoon, to the 5 o'clock Tito's Vodka Cappy Hour.
The Cappy Hour, Sedano. Oh, wow. You hear that?
Yeah.
The Cappy Hour.
I love it.
Simple, smooth, and every sip as easy as the last. Tito's handmade vodka tastes just as good with tap water as it does with your favorite mixer. But now I'm going way off script, because let me tell you something right now. I've been a Tito's drinker for years. I'm a very simple drinker. Tito's soda lime. On occasion, Tito's soda lime and a splash of Cran. And if I get a wild hair and I decide I'm going to do an espresso.
Like the one on your chin?
This one right here?
Yeah.
Right. The one that's like Mount Vesuvius that's still sitting on my chin that's ready to explode at any minute. And I decide, I say, hey, I'm going to have something different tonight. I'm going to have an espresso martini. And they say, what kind of vodka do you want? I say, really? Really? You have to ask me that? It's always Tito's vodka.
Tito's vodka. Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour here at 710 ESPN. The Cappy Hour, as we will call it. Get it? Happy Hour, Cappy Hour. Did you get that?
You thought you had to explain that?
Well, producer D in there, he looked a little confused.
Oh, no.
He's still thinking about Russell Westbrook back in the day.
He's thinking about Brody.
Yeah, Brody.
Brody hate.
You're hating on him real tough, man.
The Tito's Vodka Cappy Hour, each weekday afternoon, 5 o'clock right here on Sedano and Cappy. Right now, it is time for what you need to know.
You look like a pirate, by the way, like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Tito'sVodka.com. By the way, do me a favor. Everybody go onto the YouTube right now, because I am going all in on the brand new Tito's gear, and I think it's pretty money. I really do. And by the way I've got this thing perfectly centered on my head with the Tito's signage, this is called product placement, Sedano. Do you understand this?
I get it.
Okay, just want to make sure you got it.
I mean, you're asking me. What I'm wearing.
Tequila Mandala t-shirt. Yeah. Our fine partner's Tequila Mandala.
Yeah. What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Take it away, Lauda.
Sitting in for producer Lindsay. Pretty good, right, producer?
All right, guys. I'm also sporting my Tito's bandana. It looks nice on me. Anyways, so this I know you guys are going to be happy about. So I have not been to a top golf around here. I went to one in the IE. But there is a new one opening up in Montebello. So if you guys are around the inland, like San Gabriel Valley area or LA, you guys will now have... Oh, my headphones are cutting off. Uh-oh.
It is right where the site of Mandy's won.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that's... And it. I love Topgolf. Like, I'm a big proponent. You drink. I'm not a big golf, like, in the little golf cart.
They got other stuff there.
Yeah, but I like the environment.
No, it's cool. They have one in El Segundo. Right by the airport.
I haven't been to that one. But now you guys are able to go. And obviously, prices vary during the day and the week. There is a $5 one-time member fee that will be charged to new players. But if you guys are interested and have never been, now there's going to be one in Montebello for you guys to go check out.
There you go.
Awesome. Big shout out to my friends down in Carlsbad at Callaway Golf. You know, they own Top Golf, and they are building these things all over, not just the country, but the world, because they got a whole European division, and they got them all over Europe, too. This Topgolf thing has just completely taken off.
Do you think there's a site in Paris?
I don't know. We'll have George figure that out this
summer.
Well,
no, that's where LeBron and AD are headed now. So.
Oh, right. That's right.
Into Petit.
Right.
There's one in Vegas where they'll be doing training camp.
Is AD going to be okay, the shoulder?
Oh, I don't know.
He going to be all right?
I don't know.
I feel like by August, they'll be fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, that is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you mentioned LeBron and AD. So let's put aside the LeBron and AD stuff for a second, okay? Because I know everyone, it's a hot topic, right? Greg Bergman is the leader of the revolution of let's get rid of LeBron, okay? I get it. But
it's corporate Greg, first of all.
Yeah, corporate Greg.
Proper branding, please.
Yeah.
Play the game.
D'Angelo Russell yesterday. Mm-hmm. Said something that I thought was fascinating.
Which was?
Where he talked about how, when asked about his contract situation, he said something to the effect of, and I want to make sure I have the quote right, but he was basically talking about the leverage that he has, okay?
That D'Angelo Russell has?
Correct.
Okay. What leverage does he have?
They need his contract to make moves.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the reality of it. Mm-hmm. Without D'Angelo Russell's contract, they have no leverage. It's why it's interesting, because D'Angelo Russell's value probably has increased some since the trade deadline But has it increased enough to get them back what they want? So, and the reason I say that is because he's technically can opt in for, I think it's like $18, $19 million. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they need a bigger salary than that. Mm-hmm. But here's the catch 22. Rob Pelinka literally has to hit a moving target here on this, okay? Because 18, 19 isn't enough. But if you make the number too high on D'Angelo.
Right, nobody's going to want to trade for him.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, if 18, 19 million is D'Angelo Russell's number, and a whole bunch of teams around the league go, you know what, we would take D'Angelo Russell for $18.5 million. We think he's a good player. Guy can shoot threes. Guys can drive the lane. Guy is left-handed, which I like a lot. You know what? For $18.5 million, I'd take D'Angelo Russell. But if D'Angelo Russell were under a contract with the Lakers use the number $30 million, yeah. Right? And now all of a sudden you're stuck with that $30 million contract because there's nobody in the league that wants to take him off your hands. You're screwed because you've just given a guy who you actually don't want on your team a monster raise.
So here's the quote. When I signed my contract last year, I knew what position I was going to put myself in. So to be in that position now with a little leverage, I'm going to try to take advantage of it.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Tell me.
That I think is going to maybe actually kind of maybe, this is not what you're thinking I'm about to say. In other words, here's the thing.
Oh, okay.
All day long on the station, here's what's been going on.
Yeah.
Get rid of LeBron, get rid of AD, yeah. Start all over,
right?
And then the other side of it is like, hey, you know what? Keep LeBron, keep AD, and you know, surround these guys with different dudes, right? That's kind of been the thought out there today. Mm-hmm. Yes? Okay.
Yes, agreed.
Which side of that debate do you suppose I would come down on? The get rid of AD and LeBron?
No, you don't want to get rid of them because you love the drama.
Okay, this is smart. You're a smart boy. Keep going.
So you want to keep them?
Okay, I do want to keep them.
Yeah.
But I'm about to tell you something I think is going to actually surprise you.
Okay, surprise me.
See, you said something earlier that the Lakers...
Do you have them hardly outside too, by the way? Would surprise me too.
If you're looking at me right now on YouTube...
A shovel maybe?
You know that I got on the Tito's Vodka Schmata on my head.
Schmata.
Okay? And I've got one wrapped around my neck. I like it. I think it's a good look, and okay. I like the whole bandana thing.
Now, go ahead. Surprise me.
All right, here's the thing. The Lakers did lose this series 4-1. We all understand that. But can I ask everybody a question here?
Sure.
Was that a competitive series? I mean, 4-1 doesn't sound competitive, but I'm asking you.
Well, the final tally of points ended up being a difference of 11 points through 5 games.
Okay. And there's also a stat out there that says something like the Lakers actually held the lead in the 5 games.
For 165 minutes.
Which was about 70% of all 5 games. Mm-hmm. Okay?
So I guess Denver held it the 30% that mattered?
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That
yeah.
is absolutely 100%
correct. Well, it wasn't actually because it was tied also for 16 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Denver can close, whereas the Lakers couldn't close. Because think about it. In game one, the Lakers had a 10-point lead. They lost that one. In game two, more embarrassing, they had a 20-point lead. They lost that. And it was a last-second shot that won the game.
Right.
Okay? In game five, last night's game, that was also a last-second shot that won the game. So I'm asking the question, were they close? Was this a close series?
I think the individual games, there were some that were close, sure.
I never thought the Nuggets were going to lose any of the games except game four. Because it seemed clear that they just didn't care, and the Lakers had the momentum going into the middle of the fourth quarter.
I would agree. So the one game that the Lakers won, Denver kind of seemed, it's kind of almost uninterested.
They seemed uninterested,
you know,
on Saturday.
I mean,
night.
They came out on Saturday, their shoes weren't there, they're rocking slides, right? Everybody thought it was disrespectful. But I'm going to surprise you when I tell you this. I honestly don't think that the Lakers are that far away. Even with old-ass LeBron.
Aren't that far away from what?
From being able to beat a team like the Nuggets. And here's why.
Can they beat the Timberwolves?
Yes.
Really?
They might be able to beat the Timberwolves today if they played in a series. Might.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that they could beat Oklahoma City in a series, the Lakers?
Yeah, I would favor them in that series.
This current Lakers team, could they beat Oklahoma City, the number one seed?
I think I would favor them. Okay. Even though Oklahoma City is playing way better in the playoffs than I anticipated, I would still favor the Lakers in that series.
Okay, but and the Lakers versus Minnesota, you think that would be
I think the Lakers would be a slight favorite.
Okay, but against the Nuggets, they're not.
No.
Right? And so the problem is that they ran into the Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, and by the way, there are other teams that, like Sacramento, who kind of owned them a little bit too, but they're not whole, and they weren't in the run, right, in the playoff chase with them.
I guess what I'm trying to tell you is...
There are some teams, yes, there are teams they're better than that are in the playoffs that are ahead of them, yes.
I think this. I honestly know I've been on this roller coaster all year long,
yeah,
and there are certain days where I'm like, get rid of LeBron,
yeah,
and there are other days where I'm like, no, keep LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron played so brilliantly last night.
He did.
Even
he
at 39
really well.
Years old. And don't get me wrong, I'm worried that if he signs for 2 years or 3 years, at some point he's probably going to wind up missing a big portion of the season, because as the body gets older and it's all this wear and tear, he's probably going to get hurt at some point.
The biggest predictor of future injuries, past injuries.
Especially somebody, when he's playing the Olympics this summer.
Good point.
It is just basketball.
But here's the thing. I honestly don't think they're that far behind Denver. And if you said to me, hey, look, tell me, what is this Laker team right now? What are the things that it needs to get over on a team like Denver? Here's two things they need. They need another big man. And when I say a big man...
Not Jackson Hayes.
I don't mean somebody tall. I mean
Christian
somebody
Wood.
Thick. I mean somebody who's got some ass. I mean somebody who's got some legs. I mean somebody who's got a core. I don't need a guy who's 6 foot 11, 135 pounds. Okay, I'm talking about somebody who's 6'11", who's 300 pounds. Somebody who bangs, okay?
Well, those guys don't really exist very much anymore.
Well,
but
you got to find one.
Okay.
Okay, that's
you
got to
find
one.
It, George. Just you know? Find it
just
out there.
Just find it, George.
Just scour the universe for it.
And let me tell you the second thing this Laker team needs that would make it so that it has a real chance to compete with the Nuggets.
A 28-year-old LeBron?
No.
Oh.
No. Because I'm saying,
I mean,
really, seriously, a 39-year-old LeBron with these two things, with another big body, because they never had anybody who could play center other than Anthony Davis.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, Jackson Hayes can drive the lane and dunk the ball. It's exciting.
I told you at the beginning of the year,
dude,
that guy's not factoring into anything.
I will body Jackson Hayes to the hole myself if I have to.
No, you won't.
Okay?
No, you won't.
All right? You know what the other thing the Lakers need?
What is that other thing?
They need a shooter. Like one guy. Like one legit shooter.
A guy who can, who's like a sniper.
Right.
A laser.
A laser.
Yeah.
Right? If they had a big body second center,
yeah,
and they had a one guy who could shoot the ball.
You mean a guy that didn't shoot 2 for 10 from 3 yesterday?
That's what I'm talking about. Okay? If they had a shooter, a laser.
Like a J.J. Redick in his prime.
Okay, if you want to use J.J. Redick.
I know you don't like him.
I like him fine. He's all right. But if I had a J.J., if I had a laser shooter,
yeah,
and I had a big body center,
yeah,
and I had those two players on this roster,
yeah,
believe it or not, the Lakers and the Nuggets are still playing in this series.
Probably.
You should be in the front office.
You see what I'm saying, Big
So
D?
You just need a big guy who's thick and can bang, as you say. You need a shooter, which they haven't had a great shooter other than D'Angelo in the last, what?
It's got to be five years.
Yeah. And a new head coach.
Yes.
And keep LeBron and AD healthy.
By the way, they've never had a great shooter next to LeBron.
And LeBron
in the six years he's been here.
Been complaining about it every year.
I know. It's crazy to me. Like, it is. I've said this every year, and I will continue to say this again. There is, like, a plan that has been implemented in times when he's won championships. Now, they got it the year in the bubble because they got what timely shooting from a bunch of guys who shot really well and shot over their heads in that particular playoff
including
run.
Including AD, obviously, who had the one big shot.
But in the three previous championships he won, he was surrounded by guys that could shoot the ball.
Well, don't you see what I'm saying?
By the way, that year Jamal Murray was hurt, by the way, in 20.
And he wasn't really the player.
No,
that
it wasn't
become.
20.
It wasn't 20. I thought
no,
it was
he
20.
Played in that series.
No, I know he played, but he was hurt. I thought he was banged up.
It was 21 the year he got hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
All I'm saying to you guys is this: is that when two of the five games come down to a last second shot, in my opinion, these teams are much closer than we're giving the Lakers credit for.
Okay, so let's get into the players then. Let's get into this because I do think that there are options for them. Some that I don't like, and some that I like. So we'll get into it.
Wait, you don't want Cappy to keep talking? Because he got into his point at 5'11".
Yeah.
It took us 4 minutes to get there.
Yeah, but it was a really good point.
Nobody can... Listen, I give you credit.
It was a really good point.
You should have been a politician.
Because
filibustering?
Yeah.
I mean, you could make one point in 9 minutes.
Right, but these were two great points in half that time.
You keep circling us around
and around. Two great points half the time. That's good points.
I mean, the fatigue in Sedano and I's eyes and probably more in D, too.
Stop.
While you were trying to get there.
Big D, he's sitting on the edge of his seat. He's like, this cap, he knows ball.
I'm listening, man. I'm listening.
You know who knows ball, too? My guy Jacob and Ronnie. He knows Lakers basketball for sure. And if you're a motorcyclist right now, you love the freedom of beating traffic by splitting lanes and making the rest of us jealous, right? Because you're going to get home faster than we will. There is, of course, the huge risk while riding a motorcycle. Yep, all it takes is for one person to be distracted and not see you. And then Yeah, you know what happens. Obviously, a motorcycle accident's usually more serious than regular auto accidents. So, guys, you get into a motorcycle accident, if you're a motorcyclist right now, maybe you're listening on your podcast after while you're back at the house, you call Jacob right away at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. My guy Jacob has more than 25 years of experience helping motorcyclists. He knows your rights and how he can help you get the medical care that you need without waiting, which is huge. And if you or a friend or a loved one have been injured in any type of motorcycle accident, call Jacob immediately at 844-24-JACOB. Let him help you get back on your bike and once again be the king of the road. Guys, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. You call Jacob, he'll win for you. So call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB, 844-24-JACOB, or visit him online at calljacob.com and call Jacob and tell him that Sedano and the crew at 710 sent you.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, Cappy.
Yo, yo, yo.
Before Morales gets going, at 6:15, DeAndre's got the fire joint for us today.
He's got the fire joint.
You got the fire joint?
I got the fire joint, man.
Is that for post-show?
What?
No, 6:15, the DeAndre
rejoin.
Yeah, I know, but if a fire joint, thought we were going to spark one up.
No,
dog.
Different kind of joint.
Hi, Cappy.
Today is National Bubble Tea Day.
Ooh, boba.
And happy 33rd birthday to Travis Scott, who you're hearing play right now.
Yeah.
Cappy loves his shoes.
I do. I love my Travis Scotts.
By the way, it is a live imagery Tuesday, thanks to our friends at Kia Downtown LA. The big spring deals continue at Kia of Downtown LA. Lease the dynamic 2024 Kia Forte GT. For only $265 per month, the big spring deals only at Kia of Downtown LA, next to the 10 freeway at Figueroa in Washington in downtown Los Angeles. Here's what you got to do, Cappy. If you want a new Kia, you go in and see the general manager, Gary. He's going to be sitting in his office. Say,
is he
going to
be polishing his Rolex?
Polishing his
Rolex. Oh, hell yeah.
And he's going to give you a look like, why are you talking to me? And you say, hey, sucker.
Yeah.
I want a brand new Kia.
Come on, hook it up.
Tell him Chris Morales at 710 ESPN, the homish booker here, sent you.
By the way.
You say, Gary, I want a new Kia, sucker. And that's what you do.
Okay. Stop polishing your Rolex and get me a Kia.
I drove a Kia electric vehicle recently.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was actually pretty cool. I really enjoyed it. It was one of the, it's a crossover. I don't remember the name. I want to say it's like Sierra or something like that. I'll look it up.
Beautiful.
But nonetheless, it was a nice car.
Kias are nice cars.
It is a nice car.
By the way, we are in the middle of the Tito's Vodka Cappy Hour, 5 o'clock now here on Shinano and Cappy each weekday afternoon on 710.
I just posted a picture on Instagram of me and all the Tito's gear and then LeBron in the background, and I tagged LeBron in the post told him that it's the Cappy Hour at ESPN Los Angeles. Do you guys think that LeBron's going to reply?
No.
No.
You think he'll DM me?
Yeah.
No.
De Niro. That's what I drove.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
De Niro?
The Niro.
Oh, I thought they have a car called De Niro.
No.
That would be a good idea.
Niro is the...
I can't stand you.
Why? I love Cappy.
Why? What's the problem?
Cappy, I missed you.
It's a great idea.
You miss
it's
you
the
miss
Kia
him?
De Niro.
I do. I actually.
So you'd prefer to work with Cappy every day and not Mason Ironwood? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying. I like how Beto's also trying to pull me into that narrative, but that's not what I'm saying. I just miss Cappy.
I thought the word narrative was banned by somebody, wasn't it?
Tony Reale.
Oh.
Whatever.
On Around the Horn. You can't say narrative.
Can't say narrative.
It's a banned word.
Mobby,
y'all.
Cappy, I was very surprised by your position on LeBron a moment ago. And I liked your suggestions. I liked one more than the other.
Which one?
The shooter. I like the shooter more.
Okay.
Is that the pizzas?
Oh, dude, is somebody who's right there, the phone in the middle.
Oh, really? Oh. Somebody's phone is buzzing?
Somebody's phone is buzzing.
Really? Always happens.
You ordered pizzas?
Our friends from Pizza Hut are bringing by some pizzas. Up
oh, hell to the year.
So, but the big man, it sounds like you want a traditional big man. Now, if I say something, will you not get mad?
Go ahead.
LZ texted me the exact same thing yesterday.
Oh.
He wants like a Dwight Howard type.
See, shout out.
LZ, the one thing about LZ, and I got to give him his credit, is that he knows some ball culture.
Right.
Okay, now a couple years ago, when who was it that the Lakers traded for? They had AD. I want to say they had Dwight Howard, and they traded for another big man.
JaVale McGee?
Andre Drummond?
Yes, and remember LZ was like, this is going to be the greatest front line in the history of the NBA.
Yeah.
And I was like, LZ, pump the brakes, man. Pump the brakes. Let's chill. Yeah. Turned out to be a disaster.
Well, but they lost because that was the year they lost to Phoenix when AD got hurt.
Yes. Yeah. But I will say this.
And they lost basically every game after Andre Drummond mimicked the LeBron thing where he kind of did the back, like backing the guy down.
Yeah. Who was the player that LeBron went after on the Suns that one game where he tried to embarrass him, remember?
And I then think it was Jay Crowder.
Was it Jay Crowder?
Oh, it was Jay Crowder. That's
right. And he humiliated him on that play.
Right.
And then they didn't win again.
But I just think this is that you have AD's your center, and I know that there's always been talk about where he actually belongs, but AD's your big man, and I'll tell you something right now. This year, I know I'm giving him a little bit of heat about what happened yesterday, and the bump didn't look as bad as the reaction.
I swear to God, I'm going to warm up the car again.
Well, no, I'm just saying that it's true. It just didn't, you know? But okay, all that being said, I'll give AD his credit, or as LZ would say, I'd give him his flowers.
Yeah.
He had an amazing year. Okay.
You keep it up. We're going to get LZ on the show.
That's all right. He's welcome anytime.
Please do.
Yeah, anytime. He's welcome anytime. Now, he won't come on if I'm on, but I mean, he's welcome anytime.
I don't know. I bet you if Laura asked, he would come on.
I think if I text him and I ask him.
I think if you text him, George, he'd come on. I do.
I do text with him.
I honestly do.
Yeah. You want me to text him right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
But I do think this. When you're the Lakers and you know that Anthony Davis at times has had injury issues, you need another big body. Not a tall body, a big body. Jackson Hayes is tall, but he's 115 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay? Christian Wood is tall, and he's kind of thicker.
Yeah, but he's not good.
But he's... Oh, okay. I was going to say he's always hurt, but he's not good.
Yeah, he's not a good player. Like, he's a pretty good offensive player, but he plays no defense. Okay. And he doesn't... His shot selection is terrible.
Okay. So, all I'm saying is I need a bigger body that can come into the game and can relieve Anthony Davis at times. And Jackson Hayes ain't it. Okay? That's it. And then the second part of it is, and I'm getting heat from everybody in the Sedano and Cap YouTube channel when I talk about shooters. And everybody's like, hey, look, we get shooters, the Lakers, we get shooters, and then they become Lakers, and all of a sudden they can't shoot. That's not true. I mean, D'Angelo Russell had the best shooting year of his entire career this past year.
Yeah.
But D'Angelo Russell is a diva. And D'Angelo Russell doesn't understand his role on this team. And D'Angelo Russell really, in my opinion, like, he really made his bed in that game where he's sitting on the end of the bench. And listen, to his credit, he came back in the next game and he had 21 points. But when he was 0 for 7 and LeBron was barking at him and he's sitting on the end of the bench, I don't know what he was doing, eating gummies, playing on his cell phone, I don't know what it was. But that's not a guy you want on your team anymore, I don't think. So I need a laser shooter. And I need a backup big man. And I don't
think
the Lakers...
And a new head coach, apparently.
You need a new head coach.
And I don't think the Lakers are that far off. And I'll tell you something else. Consistency. The word was continuity. Okay? I look at these teams, like Minnesota, who's building. Or Boston, for years, has been building. Denver, obviously, the prime example of teams that have consistency with their coach and their roster. Or at least the bulk of their roster. You're going to start all over again?
Yeah, that's preposterous. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. And if you're advocating for that, you should not be allowed near a microphone unless you had to walk over like hot coal or broken glass.
Now,
barefoot.
Do you have anybody in mind that you're speaking of?
Greg Bergman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Wow.
That's a joke.
Just calling him out.
Wow.
No, that was, there was some fire.
Right.
Well, the hot coal.
You wonder why he doesn't like you.
It's on fire.
Oh, he loves him.
No, he doesn't. He does not.
No, I think there's a difference. You think he's afraid of me. I don't think he's afraid of me either.
Did I say that?
You did say that last week.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you did say that.
On the air, yeah.
Times have changed.
You literally have said it on the air, yes.
Right. You say he's afraid of
Greg here.
He's not afraid of me.
No, I think he gets a little intimidated sometimes.
Is Greg afraid of Ireland?
No. Who's afraid of John? John's actually great to deal with.
Yeah, John's great.
So, listen, I want to get into the LeBron aspect of this. We've done all the other stuff. We've done the coach. We've done the players, right? the LeBron aspect of it. We're going to do that after Tinder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the latter part of the after Tinder, after that, we'll, a couple segments we'll dedicate to the LeBron aspect of this. Because I don't think, while Laker fans, unbeknownst to me, for whatever reason, don't want a good player on their team for some reason, there's reasons to believe that he will be back. However, things are going to have to be done a little differently. So we'll explain
LeBron's
in a second.
Way.
Perhaps.
I mean, isn't that always the way it goes?
Well, no, it's not actually here. This is where you and Laker fans are mistaken about
this. You hear
that,
Laker fans? Me and you guys.
Yeah, so we'll do that after Tinder. But first, let me tell you about Children's Dental Fun Zone. All right, fun is in the name. And boy, do we need fun around here today, okay? We need fun today because it has not been a fun day, okay? So fun is in the name, and I know parents, it's tough to get your kids to the dentist. Trust me when I tell you that. I get it. But choosing a dentist could be challenged because of that. You need someone your kids trust and they'd like enjoy going to the dentist too, right? Well, as soon as you walk into Children's Dental Fun Zone, as a parent, you're going to be like, holy smokes, why didn't I come here earlier? Why didn't I bring my kids here earlier? Your kids are going to love it the second they walk through the door, okay? But let me tell you a little more about my friends at Children's Dental Fun Zone. Convenience. What is the convenience part of it? 17 locations across the Southland. Whether you're in LA County, they got you covered all over the county. In the valleys or whatever, they got you covered. Mid-city, you name it, they got you. IE, they got you. OC, they got you. 17 locations. But here's the deal. At Children's Dental Fun Zone, they specialize in children's dentistry and orthodontics. State-of-the-art equipment, personal attentions you could deserve. Okay? No doubt. But here's where the fun part comes in. When your kids are getting their work done at Children's Dental Fun Zone, they got movies playing, right? The kids can watch all the different Pixar movies or whatever. They got iPads for the kids. They got toys for the kids, toy stations for the kids. They got the one I was at the other day, they have this huge aquarium with a bunch of fish in it. Kids love fish. I mean, this place is amazing, okay? I wanted to stay there all day long, okay? So your kids are going to want to do that for sure. And for parents, they accept Medi-Cal, PPO, and HMO insurance plans. So to book your child's next appointment at Children's Dental Fun Zone, go to their website, cdfzone.com, childrensdentalfunzone.com, cdfzone.com, or call them at 800-717-KIDS. That's 800-717-KIDS.
534 in the Southland. Radio Tinder time. We like to play a TV theme. Is this a TV theme?
This is. This is a two. It's today was a 200.
The Cosby Show,
yeah,
no?
Cosby Show.
And final episode
it was the alternative Cosby Show.
Cosby
Show. It was like late in their run. They had this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was not the original Cosby Show.
I didn't watch a lot of the Cosby Show.
Oh, really? I watched it every Thursday.
Yeah, it was a big part of your life.
Not me, no.
Yeah, for me it was.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Radio Tinder time. TV theme, there you go. And sitting in for Producer Lindsay. Yeah. Producer Moore today. Follow her on Twitter or Instagram. What is it?
Unique, UNEEQ underscore.
Beautiful. Oh, and don't forget our sponsor, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, founded in the city of Downey.
Just like you.
Just yeah. like you.
Hey, we were in the city of Downey last night.
LeBron has tweeted.
Yeah, what'd he say?
What do you got? Hourglass?
Is something about the Cappy Hour?
No. He didn't respond to the Cappy Hour. Sorry. He didn't see that. Yeah. He says, I've seen and heard a lot of reports about my future. I said it last night. I'll say it again. I do not know yet, as I'm only thinking about spending time with my family and friends. When I know, after speaking with my fam, my counsel, as well as my representation about it, then you guys will know. Until then, love.
Oh, love.
Yeah. Cappy.
Oh, love y'all.
With the shh emoji.
Okay, I have another one for you guys.
That's what makes Subaru a Subaru. Oh, that's something.
That's true.
Yeah. Really quickly. Cappy, you tagged the wrong LeBron, wrong King James on Instagram.
On Instagram? Really? Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see any check marks next to any of them, so I just went with that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead, Laura, quickly, because I think LZ's going to join us.
Yeah. I will call him. All right, guys, so I'll do this quickly. So Cap's favorite airline, Spirit Airlines, had a video go viral for having liquid spilling out of the lavatory. So disgusting. Imagine what was actually leaking from there. Gross. Anyways, I wanted to know, since you guys travel a lot, have you experienced something similarly gross on a plane?
No, I've seen a lot of grossness in bathrooms, like people that don't know how to, you know.
Easy.
They miss the toilet, is what I would say.
Yeah.
And by the way,
it's hard. It's hard.
You see that plane. Like, at public.
You see how Cappy perked up when he started getting in the bathroom?
Public restrooms in general are just like that. People don't know how to aim. I don't understand.
But a plane's different. I mean, it's moving. You're trying to hold on.
I feel like guys in general, man.
I mean, you should sit
down. So what's the issue in this bathroom?
In a plane, you should sit. Hey, guys, it's okay to sit in a plane.
Yeah. All right. Cappy, what's the worst thing you've seen in a plane?
This was unfortunate, actually.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
There was this older lady sitting like two rows in front of me, and she lost her you-know-what, like legit, lost it.
Oh, wow.
And everybody in the plane was like, what the hell?
What? Oh.
She pooped herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, poor girl.
Yeah.
They had to replace the cushion. You know what I mean? They had to bring out a new cushion. Because it wasn't a leather cushion. It was kind of like one of those...
Yeah,
you know,
all right,
fabric.
No, we got it.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
What the hell? What
All right, Laura, before you get to one more, because that's an easy transition, Radio Tinder is brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small-batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala, and hopefully you get one of these cool little shirts like I have.
You know what? I should have brought my Tequila Mandala one, the one that looks like the Dodgers one.
Yes.
I have that one,
because,
you know... Anyways, thank you for that, because this one's very different from what we just talked about. So I found this TikTok video of Dr. Joe Wickton, who wanted us to know, guys, going to give you guys a mind-blowing health tip that I can guarantee you guys are not doing every night.
Mm-hmm.
So for 30 seconds, he is telling you guys, you need to wash your toothbrush, your mm-hmm. toothbrush bristles with soap and water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know, do you guys actually wash your toothbrush every night?
Not as much as I should, but I do.
I put them in the dishwasher.
With soap and water?
Dishwasher.
Yes. You do? Yeah.
You're supposed to.
What kind of soap?
Just like soap.
Regular
like,
hand soap?
Like yeah, like hand soap.
Oh, really?
Soap.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I didn't do it every night. I was like, oh, man, I felt like I was very hygienically
clean. Especially if you have one of those bathrooms that the toilet is in the same spot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you have one of those mm-hmm. where the toilet is separate, like in a separate room, then you could kind of get away with it longer. But if you have it, if it's like literally right next to each other, especially like in like a hotel, let's say, then yeah, you should do that.
Well, so I never really use soap and water to wash my toothbrush off, but I do notice that a lot of times on the back side of my toothbrush, there'll be like excess toothpaste. And so I know, but then I'm like, oh, I got to wash this off because I don't want to put toothpaste in my mouth the next day. So I am conscious of the cleanliness of the bristles.
Yeah.
But I don't use soap and water ever.
Do you guys have your toothbrush like hidden? Or
yes.
Do you guys have it like
I put
out?
It back in the case.
Yeah, it's got a case.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because I went to somebody's house and they had it like just out, like laying on the thing. And I'm like, oh, I'm judging right now.
Yeah.
Weird.
Mine has like a, well, I have an electric toothbrush, but it has like a case. Yeah.
I do electric and manual.
Wait, but you put
I your do
toothbrush
both
in, the, in the dishwasher?
Yeah. The
really?
Manual ones. Yeah.
Really?
Or the old fashioned toothbrushes.
Why don't you
and
just get
bristles.
New ones? Why don't you just like
okay,
go
I'm
to Costco and buy
now.
Like a six pack or whatever it is. And then you just get rid of them.
Well, I'm not going to get rid of them after a week.
Oh, you do. You wash them once a week?
Usually. If I remember to.
Wow.
But like the electric is in a case.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that means... Now, at home, it is not in the same room, but at hotels or other places, it's in the same room or in the same bathroom.
Mm.
So sometimes, you know, if you're, you know, stuff flies up in the air, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Like when I'm at the E tonight, the toothbrush that I have in my, you know, toiletry kit, it's just a toothbrush that I put in like a pair of sunglasses, like a bag that with sunglasses
just
would
wash
be
it
in,
off real quick.
And then I wash it off and then I use it.
By the way, tonight, there's talk of you and I doing an IG Live. From one of our hotel rooms and involving mace.
What do you mean, one of?
Well, we have two hotel rooms.
Oh, we do?
Well, yeah, we're not staying in the same room.
Oh, not this time?
So tonight at the downtown home away from home,
right?
We go IG Live and involve mace. Maybe we get LZ involved.
Is mace going to be in his hot tub?
I mean, LZ's right here. We can you can ask
I'll
him yourself,
ask him.
Christopher.
All right, go
Hello,
ahead.
LZ Granderson.
Hello.
So, LZ, tonight, you know, Cappy and I, we stay at this hotel across the street, the East Central Hotel downtown, many nights during the week. And we're going to do an IG Live in one of our hotel rooms. We do a lot of IG Lives now together. And Steve Mason has requested to join the IG Live. Then Cappy asked, would LZ join the IG Live? And I told him, LZ doesn't even want to remember even knowing your name.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Tell him, LZ.
What's her name's name?
Yes, tell her. What's her name? Right.
LZ, welcome to the show. This has been a reunion that I think we've all waited for some time. If you want to say hello to Scott Kaplan.
What's up, Cap? Are you thrilled that the Lakers are out of it now?
What do you think I think?
I don't know. That's why I asked the question, my friend. I've been in a funk all day.
Well, I'll tell you this. Thing. How about this? He suggested something to me just last segment. That you suggested to me via text yesterday, which is they need another big body.
Yeah, LZ, I said this to George. I'm like, listen, you know, when you really think about it, they lost two games in this series with last-second shots. They're really not that far apart from the Nuggets. It just looks really bad because they lost all these games last year and the number was like 11 straight or whatever it was. But if they had another big body that could replace Anthony Davis on occasion and they had a real laser shooter, honestly, we'd still be playing in this series. That's what I think.
Well, first of all, my friend, I could not agree with you more. And I love the fact that you're using the pronoun we. That feels like you feel my pain right now. But I've been saying that since they let Dwight Howard go. That the only reason why they won in 2020 was because Anthony Davis wasn't the sole body on Jokic. They were able to throw Dwight at him. And remember, in those first few games, Dwight wasn't just serviceable. He actually bothered Jokic. Now, he's a more skilled player than he was back then. But the fact is that you can't just rely upon Anthony Davis. And it's not because of his image being fragile. It's because you need to wear Jokic down. And you can't do that with some skinny, energetic kid. You got to have a grown man body. Dwight was that. You got to replace that.
So I know that you're a Michigan guy at heart, but, you know, Darvin's going to have to go, Woo! Right?
You trying to get me in trouble back home. See, I see what you're doing. You call me. You text me thinking this is all about the Lakers. You trying to get me in trouble back in Detroit. This is what I'm going to say, George. Whatever LeBron wants is okay with me.
That's perfect.
What I'm going to say.
That's perfect.
Were there moments that I was frustrated with this rotation? Were there moments in which I say, hey, dog, a timeout feels good right about now? Were there moments in which I say, does Austin Reeves really know the defensive scheme? Because he kind of just kind of squirted around out there without proper rotations assignments. Yes, there were moments like that. But does that mean that he's the bad person for this job? This team is growing. He's growing with this team. And honestly, and I'll be honest with you guys, there's an element of this that feels old school because we finally have a nemesis for LeBron who's stopping him from getting to where he wants to get. And it's the kind of nemesis that he has to overcome it just to get to the next level, you know? So it's like all the criticism he used to get for the decision is going right to Miami because he didn't have to go through that in Cleveland per se. He's going through it right now in his own conference with Denver. So in a lot of ways, you know, it kind of helps his status in terms of his legacy. If he can overcome this, assuming he re-signs. And if Darvin Ham is there, he'll be part of that legacy too.
Well, that's a long way to go to say that Darvin Ham's not going to be here.
Or that LeBron wants him out.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if we're being honest, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'll do whatever LeBron wants.
That's
LeBron
my
wants him out.
I'm sticking to I told you I was sad.
When I'm sitting here 40 games in saying he's playing the wrong guys, and then Shams reports yesterday, literally the game ends, the buzzer hits 00.
They click for turn.
Denver isn't really even celebrating yet, and Shams puts out some story that talks about the Clipper game in February about how they're openly telling Darvin, why is LeBron having to run into a brick wall named Kawhi Leonard? Why aren't we moving him around and making him switch onto someone he wants to go up against? And that they realized then they were on their own. That's when after reading that, I was like, man, I thought it was bad. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Well, when you get LeBron on video stomping like Linus from like Chucky or Charlie Brown or one of those peanut characters because he's so frustrated with his coach, you know it's a bad situation. But again, you got to ask yourself, how much of the success that the team has been able to put together? And there has been success. Think about what it looked like before Darvin got here. Don't forget about that part. There's been some success here.
I mean, they won a championship.
How much of that do you credit Darvin? We know what the failures are, but what about the success? Does he get credit for the success?
I mean,
which success?
I will say this.
Making it to the Western Conference Finals last year?
I mean, yeah, I mean, they. I don't know how much of that was him. Like, they changed the roster. He was able to play. You know, they played the roster they were dealt, you know, when they made the trades, right? And they went on a nice run. But I think, in retrospect, what we've seen is that maybe that was just a little bit of false hope, right? Like, that team, that was just it. It was just that. And this roster is currently constituted. While Cap's not wrong, it's close. It's just not good enough, though.
Yeah, you know what they really need, guys? They really need somebody in the backcourt that people respect on a like a higher level. I don't mean to, like, you know, diss D'Lo. D'Lo's had a tremendous season, and he really had a much better series than he did a year ago. But I mean somebody that you look over your shoulder at in the third quarter. You know what I mean? like a Drew Holiday, because you know he's about to do something. I think what we really need is someone like that. As much as I prefer a bigger body, what I really think is a point of attack person, someone that's dogged, someone who's going to make the person work, someone who looks at Jamal Murray and go, you know, the fourth quarter's over for you, right?
Well, that's why I wanted them to trade for DeJounte Murray, because I know he's on a team that stinks playing defense now, but when he was with the Spurs, he was a good defender.
He was a good defender. Why are they talking about Trae Young instead? Please tell me that's just rumor.
No, Trae Young can't be coming here, man. I mean, Trae Young plays less defense than me and Cappy and Chris and D-Lo combined.
But I'm with. But listen, I'm serious. You talk about a big body, okay? Jackson Hayes, there were many games this year where they fed him the ball and he drove the lane and he dunked and it was exciting and the crowd came to their feet. But he weighs 115 pounds. I will push him down in the lane. I will body him. I will stick my booty out. I will push him all the way to the hole. Now he'll block the shot, don't get me wrong. But I will push him around because I weigh twice as much as he does. I never lost the weight, LZ. I never lost it.
Is all up to you. I don't have anything to do with that. But what I will say, he is in the league, man. I know he looks like he's a little something, but he still is in the league. Got to respect that part of it. I just think when it comes to big physical guys, like what happens to Memphis when, you know, they get healthy again and Steven Adams is in the mix again? We don't really have anyone contend with him for 40 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm thinking now as well as in the future. We got Chet Holmgren coming. We got Wamba coming.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We need bodies.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like Charles Barkley was saying, this is two nights ago, like the West in particular is filled with young superstars.
And it's only going to get harder, right?
Right. And so when you have a kid like Anthony Edwards who's 22 years old, it's like, listen, I give it up to LeBron. What he did this year was remarkable, and what he did in this game last night was incredible. But he's still going to be 40 years old. You know the answer is, by the way, and we haven't talked about it yet, LZ. The answer is, and I think everybody should know this, if you know ball like I do.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was right. The answer is Bronny.
Get out of here, man.
What do you mean?
Listen, the Bronny thing to me, look, I got... Yo, Giannis had his brother playing on the team. I mean, playing is loose, right? Is a loose
playing,
term.
Playing, I would say. Did you say playing? Did
yeah.
you say playing?
In yeah. uniform.
I mean, Giannis's brother's on that team, okay? And it's like, could you convince me that Bronny's going to be better than him? Yes, you can absolutely convince me Bronny's going to be better than Thanasis. So, like, you know, I that to me is not a huge deal. I know Chris is making a huge deal.
No, Bronny's going to play. That's the difference.
He's not going to play.
He's going to play because that's the moment they're going to win.
No, they're not.
You know what?
It's
if you're stupid. Talking about brothers and you're talking about
Chris
nepotism.
Chris is 1,000% right.
Yeah.
Chris is right, man.
They are not going to play Bronny.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
They in a blowout, maybe.
No, he's a starter.
Maybe in a blowout.
Starting.
I don't know about a starter. But they need those photos, man.
Yeah, that's
otherwise,
true.
You can't do the business. Yeah, man,
let me tell you. You know, it just as you mentioned, Giannis's brother. It just occurred to me. You know who the Lakers should sign?
Who?
They should sign Joker's brothers, both of them.
Yeah. Well, they had an Antetokounmpo. They had Kostas
right,
for
well,
a minute.
I don't want him.
They
no,
tried
want,
that for
I
a second.
The,
remember
I want,
that?
I want Joker's brothers, both of them. Start kicking
they did,
ass.
They did try Kostas Antetokounmpo for a second. He was on the
they
G League.
They sure
team.
Did.
Yeah.
And he was so bad, they couldn't even pretend.
Yeah. So, I mean, they signed Scottie Pippen Jr., you know what I'm saying, who was a good college player, don't get me wrong, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they've added guys. I mean, Shaq's kid, Sharif, was on this team for a second. You know what I mean?
What they really need, man, is just to go and just find a 6'10", 6'11", you know, big-bodied person who understands ball and just give Anthony Davis some breather. We don't need someone to stretch the court necessarily, but what we do need is someone to keep the physicality aspect of it going.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, because your boy Travis this morning out here telling people he wants
exactly
LeBron
what I said.
That's
gone.
That's not what he said.
That's exactly
he
what
wants
I said.
LeBron
That's
gone.
Not what he said.
What did he say?
He said. There's
That's
three,
what John said
no,
he said.
And we're going to believe Ireland?
I mean, I don't know. Why shouldn't I?
John's half asleep during the show. His own show.
Damn.
All right, so what did Travis say? You were there.
There were three options
say?
That
what
we talked
say?
About. Option A is keep LeBron, keep the team, probably have a new head coach, run it back basically, like they did this season. Option B, which I was, Corporate Greg and myself, are move on now because you're going to have to move on at some point. And nothing's actually changing unless you want to be just in option A, which is be in the LeBron business. Continue the carnival ride. Now you got Bronny. You got another head coach. You got another excuse. But it's entertaining. It brings eyeballs. It brings the media. It brings the press. The LeBron show for another 3 years probably. Or option C, and this is what Travis disagreed with. Blow it up, except LeBron and AD and the coach, and now do it again. Put all your chips in for the future. Move those draft picks.
They got three picks.
Move Austin Reeves. Move everything. And try yet again with another group of guys around LeBron and AD and another coach. And maybe this time, the front office that seems to screw it up every time is going to somehow get it right
this time.
Well,
I mean, you realize that the year they blew it up when they traded for AD, they won a championship. And they were all new guys.
Right. Then you fired that head coach.
Right.
And you got rid of that whole team.
No, you got rid of that team. Look, Frank Vogel was scapegoated to me. There's no question. Russell Westbrook torpedoed that
thing. So Travis's decision is just run it back.
They blew up the team because all the conversation, guys, remember, they blew up that championship team because the conversation was no one can create their own shot except for LeBron and AD. And so they blew up all that defense and exchanged the guys that, quote, unquote, can create their own shot.
Yeah.
But they couldn't make shots that they created.
Right, right.
Yeah, and you look at a guy like KCP and you see what he does for Denver and you see the sort of player he is and how important he is for the Nuggets and you're like, man, oh man, why do they not have him on the Lakers anymore?
Because they exchanged him for someone who could, quote unquote, create their own shot.
So Travis was simply saying, why blow it up yet again and give away the future picks and give away everything to try to do it, try to find another piece? Because the last time you got Westbrook, and how'd that work out?
Right, okay, and that's fair. I get that. But what I would also say is that, you know, in the two other opportunities LeBron's done that in his career, he's hit pretty well. Like he's
40 years old now.
I get that. But what I'm saying is...
And those are different organizations. You're talking about Pat Riley and Spoels. Spoels.
Spoels.
I understand that. But Spoels. I'm also telling you...
Pat Riley ain't walking through El Segundo's door.
He's not walking through the door.
How about Spoels, will he?
No.
Right. He's definitely not. He just got paid.
Here's what I agree with what Travis has said. Any scenario in which LeBron James stays makes the most sense to me, and this is why. If you're upset with the Lakers because the team they lose to is the one that wins the championship, then you don't understand just how close they actually are. We can look back at both these past two series and honestly say depth was probably the biggest factor because either it was health or AD hurt his shoulder this season, but it wasn't as if the Lakers were completely blown out and were out of their league. This wasn't like Cleveland versus Golden State Finals we're talking about, right? So I believe that if their superstars are matching their superstars, then what you have to do is what Denver did, tweak around them. Aaron Gordon was a midseason acquisition. They didn't draft him and bring him up. He was a midseason acquisition, and they built some other pieces around him similarly. We just have to find the right combination. We've been close, but if you keep losing to the champs, I don't think that's necessarily something to hedge your head down. That's not a moral victory talk. That's a looking towards the future talk.
But that's a great point, Elsie. But you're tweaking, in Denver's case, around younger players that have a shelf life for a long time. You're now tweaking around a 40-year-old man who really, let's say, what, two seasons? Maybe three?
Right.
All right, take away the ages. And just ask yourself, could I use someone giving me 25-8-8 on 55% shooting, 40% from the... Hold on, I'm not done. Leadership, championship medal, and plays 40 minutes a game and play over 70 games this season. Could I use someone like that?
Yes, but here's the thing. From a script standpoint, if you were writing a script for the Lakers with AD and LeBron at this age, this year, this season went perfectly. They didn't get hurt. 80, other than when he had the nausea and the headache.
Right, but the coach literally was playing the wrong guys for 50 games.
But what happens next season?
I had to call him out on it. Like, literally, I went on the radio and sat and said, you're playing Torian Prince, who you win only 40% of your games with in the starting lineup. Hachimura, when he plays, you win 60% of your games. Like, I had, and then I had to tell him to his face I said that to him. Like, this is the problem. Like, when I know what the rotation should be and he doesn't, that's part of the problem.
And you know what?
Do you think AD and LeBron are going to remain as healthy as they did this season?
That's why you need different players, because you can't count on these guys who as role players clearly.
And you know, Torian Prince, when it's all said and done, I kept saying, stop shooting, bro. Stop shooting the basketball. That guy could not make shot to save his life. And then last night, when it was all said and done, no timeouts remaining, Ball gets inbounded to LeBron. LeBron runs
into the only
into
one a, open right, was Torian right. Prince.
LeBron runs into a wall, okay, that is Joker. And LeBron's like, where am I going to go? I guess I got to give it to the only guy I can see. And that was Torian Prince, and he has no chance.
No,
I
mean, it's half-court
and by the
shot.
Way, nobody had a chance to make that shot.
But that's not why they lost, though, man.
No,
they lost. They missed all those free throws.
Yes, yes.
They did miss a lot of free throws.
Dude, Spencer Dinwiddie, with about 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, misses back-to-back free throws. Now, George,
by the way, he wasn't the only one. There were a bunch of guys.
LeBron missed one out of two.
And didn't D'Angelo Russell miss a free throw, too?
Yeah. But LeBron missing a free throw. Now, listen, LeBron hit free throws clutch late. But LeBron made one of two. Dinwiddie missed two of two. You know, there was a point in the season this
year. He's an 89% free throw shooter.
There's a point in the season.
Austin Reeves missed free throws as well.
That's right. Austin Reeves missed two.
He missed two. Three-pointer.
By the way, did anybody else score in the fourth quarter other than LeBron and Austin Reeves? Serious question.
AD only took one shot.
Prince.
So.
I think Prince did.
Yeah.
But there was
I'd have to look back.
There was that one play during the season.
But it was 27-27 in the fourth quarter. It was neck and neck the entire time. So
Yeah, well, those free throws.
Well, no, I mean, listen, it would have been nice for the head coach to have called the timeout when they had a 9-point lead and all of a sudden we're then trailing by three. You know what I mean?
Like,
would have been nice at some point in between there to call a timeout.
Those free throws were killers.
Yeah. So
I'll tell you right now, LZ, you and I are on the same page today. You know, we get ball culture. It's like I got to keep telling Sedano. He don't get it.
Yeah.
And especially Big D, he don't get it.
Yeah, no, LZ doesn't know DeAndre.
And Morales doesn't know anything.
DeAndre,
he would love DeAndre.
Oh, you would love DeAndre, for sure. Big D, say what's up to LZ.
Like what's going on? How you doing?
Well, because he understands ball, LZ.
Well, there's more to the story.
He actually played ball.
There's more to the story.
He played ball.
I don't really think that's why Laura said that like that.
She didn't.
LZ, I know you, and I know what you like. So I'm just letting you know.
Oh, damn.
Oh, well, you know.
Turn on the stream, boo. You'll see.
You know what you know, what you know, what you know.
Big D was so embarrassed. Big D would be so scared.
He is like right now.
Wait, imagine Mysterio.
Hold on for a second. I think you guys did meet.
We did because he came in studio and I recorded that for social.
Right,
when
you came in to visit Travis
and Slee.
You met Big D.
You see, you're a little too excited about that, Morales.
You know I am.
I know you are. That's why I'm calling you out on it now. Calm down, soldier.
So one question real quick.
Yeah, before we let you go. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
LeBron and the Lakers will never beat the Nuggets in the playoffs over the next 3 years. Will you ever work with Scott Kaplan again on the radio?
Ooh.
As far as I'm concerned, we already are working together.
Amen to
right
that,
now.
Bro.
Look at
that's
that.
Exactly right.
You see?
Right
and
now.
And I'm telling you right now, we got a lot of the same ideas as to how to fix the Lakers.
You guys are right in sync.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Plus, we'd work out together nicely in the East Central gym.
Well, we know you're not working
I'll
out with Cappy.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, we're working out.
I'm making this bold prediction right here, right now. The Los Angeles Lakers will be in the finals next year.
Okay.
Bold prediction.
If LeBron is brought back, they're going to figure it out. They're going to figure it out. Mm. They're getting close. I believe they're going to be in the finals next year. I'm proclaiming it right now.
Yep. And Bronny's going to be the star of the team.
No, I didn't proclaim that part. That's Kaplan's part. That's Kaplan. Yeah. That's Kaplan.
LZ, thank you for stopping by, brother.
Take care.
Much love, LZ.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me. You cheered me up. I was so down before.
Yes. We're glad to hear you smile. See you. There he is.
How about that?
Are you shaking? Is your leg shaking?
I mean, I'm a little nervous.
Is your leg shaking?
I'm still a little nervous.
You a little nervous?
I'm a little nervous still about it. Because remember that time he was going to kill me?
Like Bill shaking?
Yeah. Like, you remember the last day out at Rams training camp where he was like, you know what? I'm just going to kick your ass.
Oh, he doesn't like you.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? I'm going to go all Detroit on you.
He did not say that to you.
Well, no, he was thinking it.
Oh.
He was thinking that.
And then he took Sedano and I out to dinner and said, do not invite Cappy.
Right, and then he was like, wait a second, Cappy gave me these Vuori pants and this Vuori shirt. I don't want this crap, and he threw it out with like the price tags on it and stuff. Gave him all that weed. He gave it all to Bergman.
Oh, that's right.
I gave him so much weed.
Why doesn't Bergman smoke that? Relax.
He doesn't even like
smoke.
Oh, yeah. I should.
I know. I gave it all to LZ.
He should.
I know. He should. Right. We should start drug testing him to make sure he's smoking.
That's what do we do here, Morales? Because we got a long break now.
Well, yeah.
No, not that long.
How long?
It's like 3 minutes.
What kind of lives
do we have? Do we have any lives?
No,
we have
not Kino.
No, we're good. All right. We're back in 3 minutes.